Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. New Jersey now has over 25,500 cases of COVID-19. 537 people have died. In South Jersey, positive cases are at about 940 with at least 21 fatalities. Governor Phil Murphy has given state police broad authority to obtain equipment needed to combat the virus. He says the idea here is to get equipment to healthcare workers on the front lines one way or another.
I am signing an executive order to commandeer medical supplies and equipment that are necessary for our COVID-19 response. This may run the gamut from N95 masks and other personal protective equipment to ventilators and everything in between.
He hopes those who may be hoarding materials will give them over freely. The order addresses those who won't. Philadelphia officials reported another steep increase in cases in the city and two more deaths from the virus. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Health Commissioner Tom Farley reported 425 new cases, bringing the total to 2,100. Each day, the number of newly confirmed cases grows by another 100, and he says more are requiring hospitalization.
Hospitals are preparing for the increase in patients that they expect to see in the future. They are already beginning to see an increase in patients with this infection in the hospital.
Still, he says there have been fewer cases in the emergency department, so there is still plenty of capacity.
The city has maintained its core services through the stay-at-home order, but officials say trash collection has fallen a day behind because of staff calling out of work. City Council, meantime, unanimously passed Mayor Kenney's request for $85 million to help fund essential services during the outbreak. And in Montgomery County, health officials confirmed two more deaths from the virus.
The first individual was a 79-year-old male from Springfield Township. The second was an 86-year-old male from Upper Providence Township.
That's Commissioner Chair Dr. Valerie Arkush. She says both had underlying health conditions and passed away in a hospital. The coronavirus pandemic continues to take a toll on the economy. Unemployment has skyrocketed in Pennsylvania, with nearly 800,000 people filing claims since mid-March. KYW's Paul Kurtz has more.
Over the past few weeks, traffic on the Philadelphia Unemployment Project's website and Facebook page has heated up like never before. PUP Director John Dodd says there's a huge amount of people filing for the first time.
A lot of people have never been in this situation before, and unfortunately the state is right now not picking up the phone. Phones are busy for day after day.
Once things settle down and the checks go out in the mail, he believes people will like what they see.
Like an additional $600 a week until July 31st on top of the regular state unemployment benefits. SEPTA workers say the transit agency isn't doing enough to keep them safe from COVID-19. Several employees who operate and clean SEPTA's buses, trolleys, and trains have already tested positive for the virus.
We are taking this very seriously.
Union President Willie Brown is demanding SEPTA do more to protect workers on the front lines. He also says his members should get hazard pay.
Every boss in the city is receiving, as far as the city workers, they're receiving hazard duty pay. But SEPTA tells us we can't get it.
In a statement, SEPTA says it's already doing rear boarding on its buses and trolleys. It's limiting the number of riders on vehicles, and it's distributing hand sanitizer and gloves to frontline employees. The transit agency is also trying to buy 10,000 masks for its operators, but SEPTA says it can't afford hazard pay with ridership way down and much less money coming in. There's another donation of laptops for Philly schools, this time for charter and Catholic school students so they can learn online during the coronavirus closures. The nonprofit Philadelphia Schools Partnership has announced an effort to buy 15,000 Chromebooks for students in 100 charter and Catholic schools. The Jumpstart Philly Schools Fund is being launched with nearly $4 million in donations. And the coronavirus pandemic is changing the way Reading Terminal Market shoppers do business. KYW's Hadass Kuznets explains.
Anuj Gupta, Reading Terminal Market General Manager, says more people than ever before are suddenly placing online orders from the market.
With the COVID-19 crisis, we have gone from 50 orders a day, we surpassed 4,000 orders. And that has all happened within a span of 3 weeks.
And he says while overall business is still down, delivery services are skyrocketing.
As a result, Gupta says he started hiring people part-time to help keep up with all the orders. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.